Before he moved to Miami, Walter Teruel sold antiques and life insurance in New York. He says working as a recruiter at ITT Tech in Hialeah was a welcome change.
I mean, you're a salesperson. You know, you got to lie through your teeth. But in this case, it's one of the sales that you actually don't have to lie at some point.
Teruel says ITT took care of the pitch for you. Recruiters used PowerPoint presentations and got long lists of students to call.
Most of these students that we call, they were looking for a job.
Let's say you searched online for construction or HVAC work. You might see a pop-up window asking if you wanted to study and work at the same time. Fill in your information and you'd get a call from a recruiter. The goal was to get applicants to come in for a meeting.
How about today at 2 o'clock or tomorrow or 11 o'clock in the morning? So we put the times, like we don't have a space.
Teruel says ITT set high targets for the number of phone calls, appointments, interviews, and enrolled students. Another recruiter called those targets almost unreachable. Every step of the process was carefully designed to learn what motivated prospective students.
There's a questionnaire for them to fill up before anything. They call it the WITI, which is what's important to you.
Teruel says that questionnaire served as a backbone for the interview. So if an applicant says, I'm tired of making minimum wage, or I want to support my family.
There is a certain point you go back to that, which is, for example, why they choosing the school? Why they choosing an associate degree? Each little question. So we go through the process and then we kind of rephrase it. This is important to you because.
All of that was apparent to sales guru Jill Conrath, who's worked with companies like Staples and Microsoft. She says what comes out above all in ITT's materials is the customer they had in mind.
I think that the person that they were selling to was intimidated by schooling, hadn't explored this option before, and really, really wanted to change things around in their life.
Conrath says it's obvious from their PowerPoint how quickly they wanted students to make a big and very expensive decision.
You are dealing with a one call close. That's what drives all these numbers. They have one chance to get these people to sign up.
Student Alyssa Calixto remembers her recruiter in St. Petersburg saying again and again how flexible ITT was, that the class schedule wouldn't interfere with her job or taking care of her young daughter.
It was just so, like, the way she presented everything, it was just, like, so exciting, you know? She pretty much sold me that first day, and I signed up right away.
How long did it take to go from walking in the door to signing paperwork on tens of thousands of dollars in student loans?
Probably about 30 minutes.
Calixto began after a boom in enrollment between 2000 and 2010 that saw ITT reach into new areas like nursing and law enforcement. The college enrolled students in some programs with no entrance exam.
So the quality went down and accordingly made everybody's job tougher.
Georgetta Ralick worked at ITT for nearly 20 years, helping students with job placement. By the time the school closed, tuition for an associate's degree was nearly $50,000. And some students finished without job prospects that would let them pay off their loans. Take the criminal justice track. Ralick says credit and background issues kept most students from getting hired as police officers. Instead, they got private security jobs.
The highest security officer's position that I got students' jobs paid $12.50 an hour.
According to the Florida Board of Nursing, in 2014, just half of ITT nursing students passed their professional exam. Ralick says she kept hoping the school would stick to the IT and engineering programs, where it was strongest. But, she says, profits became more important than the lives of people. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.